Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 15 of Video Gaming is Good. I am your host, Darren, aka Ammo, and...
I'm Lee Sklozer.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us. And that's how we're going to start it off. First, we'll do some housekeeping as we normally do. Thanks for listening. First, we'd like to give a big thank you to Excalibur for his comment about last episode. Nice to hear from you again, mate. Also to Chris Judd 3, we didn't hear from him for a bit, and I believe he was not feeling too well, so we hope you get well soon, mate.
Yeah, you better fix that, Chris Judd 3.
And once again, don't forget that we're not pro, so if we say yeah, it's going to probably sound stupid, because we're two ugly guys on the internet just making a podcast for fun.
Nice!
This episode is going to be a bit different to the norm. We're trying to change the format, you know, keep it fresh, keep it interesting, but basically it's because we're finding it difficult to find new articles every fortnight about gaming. So we thought we would just talk about whatever we could find and fill the other space with whatever we come up to our mind. So this episode we've got one very interesting article which I do believe goes strongly towards the gaming is good criteria, and I'll leave it to Sklozer to tell us about it.
Okay, rightio. Now this article is called Wii Sports Experiment Results. Yes.
Flashy.
Yeah, it's grammar in it. Okay, now there's this guy, and I mean, he says he wants to lose weight. I mean, if you know, I look at his before photo, that's sort of like hopefully my after photo, so, you know, it sort of makes me feel a bit bad there. But anyway, all right, enough of that crap. This guy, he wondered if he could play Wii Sports and get to his goal weight. And he said he took note of all these separate variables, weight, BMI, blah, 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 body fat, all sorts of stuff. And, yeah, he did well. He got before and after photos. He looks completely different. And, yeah, he did fantastically, you know. He burnt through a ton of calories. He found that, I think it was boxing was the best one to do. Yeah, yeah. And there's a couple of videos of him, you know, prancing about like an idiot. So they're always good to watch. And, yeah, I mean, I got to say, when Ammo sent me the link for this, the urge to go and buy a Wii was pretty strong that day.
Same, but, yeah.
But I didn't.
Yeah, because it costs $400 Australian down here. But, you know, I guess in a way it's, I wouldn't say amazing, but, you know, to think that someone losing weight from playing video games, you know, a couple of years ago, you wouldn't think that's possible. But, you know, then what came out was that DDR revolution or whatever, that, you know, those dancing arcade machines. And, you know, you probably, you know, break a leg literally by playing on it.
Nice.
So, you know, Nintendo comes along with the Nintendo Wii, which you have to fully interact to do the movements, especially in the Wii Sports, how you got boxing, bowling, baseball, golf, and tennis. So, you know, this guy says, okay, we'll use it to lose weight, and he did. He's got heaps of photos on the website. We'll chuck a link to it after it's on our own website. He's got a graph showing, you know, his, I think his body mass index as well, or his total weight lost. We won't go too much into it, but he's also got two videos there. Like, I think the first one is him training boxing by not punching his boxing trainer in the head, unlike me. And the second one is him basically imitating Rocky from the Rocky movies, because he lives in basically the same place as Rocky, apparently, by the looks of things. But yeah, it's a nice article for those who think of maybe losing weight and you have a Nintendo Wii, why not, you know, go for it.
Definitely.
And enough of that news article, and the only article we have this episode, because that's the only good thing we could find. Now we thought we'd change things by talking about, well, not really news to everyone else, but news to us, how we're going in the gaming world. So I'll start things off by saying, currently I'm looking at LCD screens. You know, I've had a CRT for years. You know, I think the first one I had was probably a 15-inch, which was small, then moved up to a 17-inch, which was, I guess, you know, a bit bigger.
2 inches bigger?
Yes, definitely, I think. But now comes a time where, you know, everyone's getting LCD screens, so I'm thinking, maybe I should get one too. But, you know, me being the cheap ass that I am, and also, you know, don't want to waste my money on something I don't really practically need because I got a good old working monitor here. I'm looking at screens, and the LCD screens are going, yay, no, I don't know. What are your thoughts on LCD screens, Dadley?
Oh, I love the space saving. I love the space saving. I got this thing here that's bigger than a torpedo tube, and it's a bit of a pain. But, you know, it's a couple of hundred. I don't really have. And there's just enough negatives in them to make me not want to get one. Plus, as you say, you know, I got a perfectly workable CRT right now, you know, and it just seems a bit wasteful to go buy another screen just for the hell of it, you know. So.
Yeah, and I understand also, you know, people are saying, you know, you got some pros and cons of LCD screens, like how if you want gaming performance, stick with the CRT, but even though LCD screens have come a long way over the years, you know, you got dead pixel problems, that's all I can think at the moment, but, you know, good space saving, I guess, but... at the moment, I want one, but I probably won't get one because I don't see a big need for one at the moment, you know, so...
I would get one if someone else paid for it.
Oh, me too. I wouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth.
And if they paid for the upgrade so that I had the power to take, you know, make the most of it.
No, that's true too, you know, it's like I'll hopefully have to upgrade heaps just to accommodate my LCD screen. what have you been up to, Lee?
Me? Well, the best part of my life is around this time every year. And that's because the parents, not just one, both of them go away. And last year was for 30 days, this year's for 37 days. For 37 days, I'm unfortunately the man, which is not so good because I'm not very good at it. So that was on Australia Day they left. So the last couple of days has been way too hot to do anything apart from sit inside and watch DVDs. So I've been doing that. But in the gaming thing, you know, okay. So with the parents gone, I'm also in charge of their business now, and therefore I also have to deal with their customers. And their customers, obviously being busy people, have a lot more to do than I do, and they schedule times to meet me at times that don't really suit me at all. And I'm stuck down at the warehouse. I got nothing to do. That place is hot as hell. It's boring. You know, I don't really want to be there. So brought back the old DS, been taking it down there, cranking it out, and it makes the time fly a bit better. So that's what I've been doing so far.
And what games are you playing on your DS?
Well, I finished New Super Mario Brothers a couple months back, got, you know, the 3 stars dealio.
Nice.
So don't really see the point in playing that too much more. So just mainly Mario Kart, you know, because, you know, I can't get those extra little mini challenge things. I can't figure them out. I'm no good at them, so... You know, that'll last me a year.
All those missions.
Yeah, those little, you know, ones where you have to like pop all the balloons or hit the moles or whatever. And
oh, those are you can do it because I've done them. Yeah, hey.
Well, you know, it may reach a stage where I don't do them because they frustrate me so much that I might throw my DS against the wall. But you know, hopefully, it doesn't come to that.
True, I guess. But yeah, DS is a great way to, I guess, lose time or. You know, ignore other things you're supposed to do, but...
definitely.
Definitely. What else do I want to talk about in gaming? Oh, here's a big thing. Recently, the expansion for World of Warcraft was released, called the Burning Crusade, and I'm probably guessing that during that time, the economic, density of the world dropped a lot. Probably, you know, stayed up late for the midnight launches around the world to pick up their copy, go home, install it, play it, and don't bother going to work that day. World of Warcraft. Well, I'll admit, I'm a big fan of it. I bought it when it came out. I was even in the beta when it was out there, so I was playing it a couple of months before. I lost touch with it, went back into it, and lost touch of it again, you know. That's just where I am. But a new expansion, it is tempting me to go back into it. I must say, you know, it looks interesting, new content, 2 new races. You know, it's like, should I, shouldn't I, once again. But then, you know, to get back to it, it's like, how much is it? $15 a month to pay, to play it, sorry. Yeah, I guess, you know, that's a reasonable price, but... Not for me, I don't think. Unless, you know, someone else was willing to buy the expansion for me first and also maybe pay for the first 2 months of me playing it afterwards. You know, I'll probably get bored in the first month, but hey, so you never know.
So you might fall off the wagon, so to speak.
You never know. But I know a few friends playing it. I know one. We know one friend playing it. He's I don't know. Ever since he got into it, that's all he's been playing. I remember he was even a bit angry that the expansion was delayed until January. It was supposed to come out, I think, end of November last year, or beginning of December, and was kind of annoyed because he couldn't spend his holiday time playing the expansion. Ooh. So he had to, you know, now play it during the time when he goes back to work.
Ain't nothing like an angry nerd mob.
True, true. But World of Warcraft, 8 million people, I think they got signed up for subscriptions or something like that. Don't know if that's 8 million people at once. Maybe, probably not. But 8 million people, that's more than the population of some countries. That's pretty staggering. And to think $15 a month, people pay for it, that's a lot of money going to Blizzard.
I wonder if maybe there might be some sort of World of Warcraft country formed and they want to get a seat on the UN. I mean,
I think Blizzard will get onto the UN one day.
That'll be awesome.
You know, they could probably, you know, just buy their way into it, I'm sure. Or what country doesn't look too well off? Oh, we'll buy that one and rename it to, I don't know,
World of Warcraftia.
There you go. World of Warcraftia, yeah. And, you know, you never know, they go to the UN, they fully influence, you know, the other powerful governments, and, oh, we'll start a war with the Horde. Oh, I mean, some other unknown country you don't want to talk about. I won't name a country, otherwise I'll probably get bombed by them, but, you know.
They can wear those silly blue helmets the UN wears. Yeah, it'd be all good.
The helmets? I thought it was just beret hats or whatever they call it.
Oh, no, you know, the UN Peacekeeping Force. They wear those fantastically camouflaged sky blue helmets that say UN on them, so you know exactly where to aim for. You know, they really thought that one out.
Interesting point there. But, yeah, Blizzard are going well. And there's even talk that, you know, Blizzard are putting, I guess, a sequel or another game in the StarCraft universe together.
Whoa.
There was StarCraft Ghost, but we haven't heard much of it for a while. But, you know, people are saying maybe they're making a new RTS for it or maybe even another online game, you know, in the essence of World of Warcraft or StarCraft. But we don't know yet. Maybe they won't announce it just yet, I guess. They won't fall in the footpath of a Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah. Like, or Stalker.
We'll announce it, and we won't release it for 10 years.
Yeah, thanks. Jerks. Thanks,
but yeah, World of Warcraft's doing well. If you play it, that's nice of... That's, I guess, you're having fun there. You probably won't be listening to us. If you don't play it, take a gander. It's like only like a few bucks for the two-week trial or 4-day trial. I can't remember how big the trial was.
But don't stop listening. Just play it for that time, but keep listening.
Yes, true. Okay, what else do you want to talk about, Lee?
Yes, right. Okay, now, as I mentioned, for Christmas I got a game called Wii Heart or Love, I don't know, Katamari. And, yeah, it's pretty fun, but it starts to become a little on the obsessive side. Like, I keep trying to roll things up. Like, I've been playing it for most of the weekend, and I keep trying to sort of, like, literally roll things up. So I was at Kmart today buying a, you know, few things, and... yeah, I noticed that when I was on the little table thing where you pay up, I was trying to roll them up, and I thought, oh dear, this is not good. I should maybe buy my junk and then just drive myself off to Greylands, which is the nut house here in WA. So, yeah, that's not a good sign, really. But it's a fun game. Don't get me wrong.
So this is where the gaming person in you is coming out into real life.
Yes, it's frightening.
It's frightening, but I understand where you're coming from. Like, I'll be afraid to admit this, but, you know, I guess I'll admit it now, and everybody else can take a laugh at me. But, you know, where we talk about how gaming comes out in real world, how we think in gaming terms nowadays, like, as in, I had to take a shower just a while back. Yes, I do take showers. Thank you very much.
Whew.
And taking a shower, and, like, with our hot water system, we use some... well, it's quite instantaneous hot water system. It's not like a hot water tank where hot water is already there. You gotta turn the water on and let it heat up for a while, and then it comes through nice and hot. So it takes a while to come through. So I had the hot water on and a bit too hot for me, and then I said, you know, I'll turn the cold water on to, you know, to get the temperature down. And the first thing that came to mind was, oh, this is taking a long time to update. I'm going, what? Update? When the hell does a shower update itself? I'm going, man, no, this ain't no antivirus, this ain't no patch, this ain't no whatever it is. It's just water coming out of a tank. Out of tank. I'm going, this is taking a while to update. Yes, thank you very much.
That shower was lagged out, eh?
No, definitely. The distance from the shower to the hot water system, you know, that had probably, you know, triple digit ping. I don't know, but
high ping bastard.
That's high ping, definitely. But yes, you can see how our gaming lives do come out into our mind and or whatever. That's enough of that. I'll talk on something else now. Okay, for those who don't know, I'm sure you probably know if you listen to us right now, that Windows Vista has been released just today, so early this morning, for those who decided to wake up or, you know, not go to sleep, you know, ooh, big thing, Windows Vista.
For an operating system.
Yes, but not as big as Windows XP. You know, there weren't so many people waiting around for it. It's not such a big, huge leap, I guess, but Windows Vista looks nice, supposed to do some new things. I haven't bothered reading exactly what it does, but, you know, when Microsoft releases anything new, people will take notice, and Windows Vista, interesting, costs quite a bit if you want it. I don't know, would you want to upgrade to Vista at the moment?
Like right now?
I guess right now.
No. I installed XP like 3 days after it was released. No, never again. Not doing that. That was just problem after problem.
I understand, you know. Same year I'm going, I won't get it just yet. I'll probably, you know, give it a while. Maybe the next time I decide to get a new computer, then I'll get Vista. But for the moment, I'll go, I got nothing wrong with XP. That's doing well. Everybody knows XP. Everything is programmed for XP at the moment. So Vista is brand new, even though it's supposed to have, you know, DirectX 10 and new stuff look fancy. In the end, it's still the same thing, I guess, in a way. But we already have some problems with Windows Vista. One basic one I've heard already is that the new video cards, the 8800s, you know, by whatever manufacturer makes it. I think NVIDIA don't have proper Windows Vista drivers for them at the moment, so if you've got an 8800 card, don't get Vista yet. Probably that's the safest way. But I'm sure NVIDIA, being a great company, they will get drivers out as soon as possible, so people can experience the, you know, full benefit of DirectX 10, which is going to probably kick ass when it, you know, gets fully utilized in every single game that comes out.
Just in time for DirectX 11.
True, but not a big problem. I just read today was that with Windows Vista, there is no surround sound. If you've got like a hardware sound card, it's like, I won't go into the technical side of it, but basically that the Windows programmer, they decided to change things around, and they don't have any support for sound cards that use hardware. For example, the cards from Creative, like the X5 how you want to pronounce it, you won't have surround sound, you'll only have stereo sound, because it doesn't recognize the, I think it's the direct sound or EAX or whatever it is in it. So this is kind of a problem for people who have those big flashy bang cards that cost a few $100. I'd be pissed off if I was in that situation.
I would be too. That sounds ridiculous. Yep. Did they test anything? No, probably not.
I don't know. This is Microsoft. They like paving the way, so whatever they do or create is the way that everybody else is supposed to follow. But for those who have Vista and also those new kick-ass sound cards, don't worry, because they got beta drivers at the moment, which do work, because more importantly, it's for the gaming aspect for surround sound. So it works for, you know, some of the latest games, maybe like, I think, Call of Duty 2 and Company Hero or something like that. So just look on the net and you'll be safe.
Sounds like Microsoft went the same philosophy we apply to this this podcast. Just wing it and see if it works.
Yeah, we wing it straight now. But what else? Another thing that with Windows Vista, if you've seen any of the ads or on the internet, on TV, whatever, is that the Microsoft Vista campaign is, you know, how all the operating systems that Microsoft released had like some slogan or some, you know, label upon it. Like in Windows 95, there was that Start Me Up theme, yeah. You know, with the new start button that they introduced. And then what was it for XP? I can't remember what they introduced with XP. XP Experience or...
Yeah, I think it was that.
Something like that, you know, extra money, you got a fork out, I don't know, something like that. But with Vista, it is now WOW, you know, the word W-O-W. So I'm going, you know, when you get it, wow, it looks great, or wow, I paid a lot of money for this. But I was thinking, WOW, to me, stands for World of Warcraft, because whenever you talk to someone who especially plays World of Warcraft, when you say WOW, that's what it stands for, you know. So I'm thinking maybe Blizzard should sue Microsoft and get some of the money that they've got. But Blizzard already got enough money from other people playing World of Warcraft anyway, so...
Yeah, they could probably take them to the International Criminal Court or something with that amount of money.
I don't know, they'd probably get the UN onto them. But you don't know, but, you know, when I think of the word WOW, I don't think of the excited statement that you might see in dictionaries. I think of World of Warcraft, so...
But, I mean, like, okay, so we know that WoW means World of Warcraft, right?
Yeah, technically.
Yeah, average Joe Australia doesn't know this stuff, and he sees it on TV. Just looking at it from his point of view, it is such a dull thing. I mean, oh, look at this Vista, it's got all aero, and it's all fancy, and it's got all eye bling and stuff. Wow. He's going to sit there and go, that's the best you can come up with, Bill. You got like $100 trillion gajillion, and you got, wow. Jeez, Microsoft, come on, I could write something better than that. It'd be full of swearing, but it would make people remember.
I don't know, maybe they're trying to keep it simple for people out there. But, you know, also when Microsoft released their MP3 player, or the Microsoft Zune, they had like 60 or so language experts to come up with the word Zune, because they said, you know, it sounds, I don't know, like it sounds hip, it rolls off the tongue easier, it's, I don't know how they had to come up with the name Zune, you know, Z-U-N-E, I don't know, maybe they thought of Dune and then said, oh, we won't copyright that, we'll change the D to a Z, Zune, I don't know.
Apparently the Zune doesn't work with Vista either.
Yes, I heard about it too. Like, at the moment, it doesn't work. Neither does the iPod. Doesn't work with Vista at the moment or something like that.
Wow!
Exactly. Thank you very much, Lee. That's a great point there. New operating system. I'd be cautious if you want to get it. Even though, you know, it's supposed to be better than XP. At the moment, everybody is making the standard of XP, so you know that things will work on XP because it's been out for years and everybody knows it works. Vista, even though they were in the making for 5 years, I'm sure there'll be bugs and patches coming along the way soon, just like what happened to XP when it first came out.
Right.
Any other news about yourself you want to talk about?
I was thinking about buying a Wii, but I didn't. I bought a digital camera instead.
Oh, interesting. So you've been taking happy snaps?
Yeah, I took a photo of a cricket last night.
Oh, was that good detail or whatever?
Yeah, it's 6 point, I don't know, something megapixels, and the cricket looks awesome. And his name's Algernon, and he lives next to the garbage bin in the kitchen. And I don't know, he's just pretty sweet. So there you go. That's Yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to buy a Wii sometime in the next, you know, couple of weeks, and then I can, be totally engrossed in that and totally forget about my, university thing.
University thing, yeah. I'm sure if you bought a Wii, you probably forget about your important aspect of life.
Don't need that junk anyway, just need gaming.
True, that's what you all need. And okay, now I think we'll move on to this episode's topic. I came up with the title for this, and it's not as funky or spectacular as Glozer's awesome naming ideas. I'm trying to think of a way to, you know, make him sound great, because he is. But I had an idea of talking about computer desk or gaming area space. You know, how we need more space for, I guess, nowadays with the computers. You got everything on your desk, and especially gaming area, like, especially now with the Nintendo Wii, how you got to move about and you got to have enough space so you don't smack your hand into, say, like, the light bulb, or smack the Nintendo remote into a door frame. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Chris Jad 3. I just made a simple title for this episode topic, and I'll call it Rent This Space. I thought of that in 5 seconds. It sounded interesting. Even Lee said it was great, so we'll just go for it.
Yeah.
But at the moment, with my computer desk, I have limited space. For those of you who have seen it, or only a select few, I guess, who would even bother coming to my place, let's just say I don't have enough. Well, I can make do with the space, but I could do with more, especially with mouse space. But I don't know, if computer desks, let's just say if you are a big game player, I guess, don't go out and buy those fancy computer desks that you see advertised. It's probably like in Harvey Norman or Office Works with their, you know, fantastic multi-level computer desks. You know, monitor goes here, keyboard goes down there underneath the drawer.
Yeah, don't get them.
Don't get those. Just get a simple one-level flat and big desk like what you see in a good old high school or university or what you see.
And if you see it and you go, oh, that should be big enough, it's not. Just get a bigger one again.
Get a bigger one again. Get a dining table, and that might suffice for now.
Yeah.
But, those computer desks you see multi-level in a pull-out drawer, I hate those. Because, you got the keyboard on one level, which is just above your knees, and then you got your mouse on another level, which is, you know, sometimes above the keyboard itself, so
it's just like eating like savages. It's just
don't get a fancy one, but you know, any big desk should do the job. What else was I thinking? Get a normal desk, I guess, but get one with a lot of space, because you know you're gonna be. You know, especially doing computer work, you need someone to put maybe papers to read off on or other stuff. But you need a lot of work, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
But I thought I lost you for a second there, Lee, but he's here. And let's see, going on to the gaming area space, we just mentioned that the Nintendo Wii, I just said you need a lot of space so you don't smack things and don't break your arm, as we've all seen from that website. I think it was We Have a Problem, how people have been smacking into, I think, lampposts, to be outside, but, lamps and chairs, tables, even pets, even other people smacking them in the head. You need a lot of gaming area space, so how can we come up with a solution? You got any ideas for that, Lee?
Well, not really. Well, all right, so, I mean, that was one of the problems I was thinking with a Nintendo Wii for myself. Mm-hmm. If I put it in my room, I have a bit of space, but you've seen me, you know, play the Nintendo Wii. I'm not really one to just sit there and just, you know, wiggle my hand around. I like to act like a real putz about it. And I don't think there'd be enough room here. And so the problem is then, I have all the time in the world to use the big TV out in the living room with plenty of space, but then I look like a putz in a public area. And that's not so good, because then I could see my dad coming in going, "Geez, Lee, this is really stupid. What are you doing? You don't even know how to box. Oh, look at that. You can't even do a backhand. You suck." And then it'd just be like that all the time. So the space for the Wii is a problem. I was thinking of getting rid of this bed, because if I have a Nintendo Wii, I'm not going to need it. So that would be handy. I could also get rid of my bookshelf, because if I have a Nintendo Wii, I'm not going to be doing any more reading. And I could probably get rid of my stack of uni books, because I won't need that anymore. So if in a way, if I get a Nintendo Wii, I'll have plenty of space. But as it stands at the moment, I really don't think I'd have too much space to, you know, jump about like a moron, which I really like doing.
I hear you, and I guess the solution would be if you get a Nintendo Wii, just get rid of all your furniture and whatever you got in your room. You won't be needing it for a while anyway. Sleep isn't too important, and neither is reading.
Yeah.
But talking about, I guess, gaming space, with me with a computer desk, is like, for a few weeks now, I've been thinking of rearranging my bedroom and probably getting rid of my computer desk and go out and get a second-hand standard big table, in a way, you know. Problem with that, I probably had to get rid of my smaller desk I got next to my computer desk as well, you know, because I got a small 1 year that I guess I used it when I was in high school and primary school, whatever. You know, it's arranged in the L-shaped format, so, you know, on the left I would have my desk here so I can have papers, whatever I need to look off, and in front of me I got my computer. But at the moment, it's not very, I guess you want to say, ergonomic. That's a good word for the day, ergonomic. But, yeah, if I get rid of these two desks, I'll probably have to chuck my small desk into another room, and my computer desk, I'll probably maybe try to flog it off or give it to the salvos. I don't know. But, yeah, thinking for a while to get a new, well, not new, a second-hand desk. Only probably be trying to fit it through my bedroom door if I get a really big one. If it's dismantable, more better, but I'll probably stuff up putting it together, you know, probably make it look like some weird-ass Picasso arrangement.
Then you could sell it for like $1 billion.
I guess in a way true, but, but I don't know, it's one of those things where I'm sure some people out there got the same problem, how not enough space, especially when you say that mouse space is probably the most important with gaming nowadays, if just gaming on a computer. If you don't have enough mouse space, you're going to, you know, I guess lack the accuracy and quick movements that you need, but also, you know, just having the feeling of being all bundled up in a I don't know, claustrophobic working area ain't that great, especially when you're gaming and you want to, you know, kick ass in gaming and be accused of using ammo bot every time you play against someone.
Always ruling out that ammo, bro.
Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game. Well, I guess we'll leave it for that on computer desk and gaming area space. If anybody out there's got anything they want to say about it, feel free to drop us a line at our website, which we'll mention later on. Now we'll move on to probably our favorite segment of every episode, which, you know, as Lee mentioned a lot of episodes ago, people just stop him on the street and say, "Lee, you know, what have you been playing for this past episode?" And, you know,
tell me about it.
I know, it's like Lee goes, "Oh, I'll tell you, man, just, you know, stop grabbing onto me, and all you women, stop throwing your knickers at me, you know, I'll tell you already."
I mean, the Governor General rang me up on Australia Day to ask me what I was playing. I said, "Look, mate, the episode is this week. Just hold your horses." He's like, "Oh, but come on, man. The nation wants to know." Well, here you go, nation. You're going to find out.
Exactly. And so without further halting or whatever, Lee, what have you been playing?
Yeah. Okay. So I've been playing InselKampf, and big news, I got 1,000 points. Bang,
so what
on 1,000.
What does 1,000 points mean, man?
Well, nothing. It means I have now 4 digits in my points.
Oh, so I thought 1,000 points mean like maybe a new ranking or...
Nah, the ranking changes as you increase in points. So, but what I have done, I've maxed out all the levels on all my buildings. Finally, I did my first trade. I bought 30,000 stone, which is the slowest recovering mineral. I've bought 30,000 units of stone for 1,000 gold, which is a fantastic deal. And the guy, I think he was sort of hoping I'd forget about it, and I sent him an in-game message, "Hey, where's my stones?" And he sent it the next day, so that was awesome. And at the moment, yeah, I'm just sort of treading water, waiting for the gold and the wood to pile up so I can start building stuff to go and attack people. So yeah, that's InselKampf at the moment. It's going good.
What else, man?
I finished Bully. Ooh. Finished the storyline. That was awesome. I was smacking people in the face. It was great. I rearranged the cabinet where I keep my games. So while I did that, I played NHL 06 again. And that was good. Good fun. I played Wii Heart Katamari again. Still, whatever, you know. Mario Kart DS. And, of course, that great game, Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
How's the bounce back doing that?
Oh, it's fantastic. Best aspect of the game. So realistic and lifelike, too.
Really? Oh, man. we'll move right on before we get any email from the feminist movement. What have I been playing? Well, I've only been basically playing one game at the moment, and it's called Nine Dragons. And basically, this is a... at the moment, it's an open beta, so anybody can get in for free, but I'll mention it later. Mention a bit more later on as I'll make the website for it, the website of the show. So hold your horses for that. But basically, Nine Dragons is an online game, which I guess in a way you say is like World of Warcraft. But in the game, it's not, because you don't have elves and dragons. Well, okay, you don't have elves and you don't have, dwarves and all these, fantasy Lord of the Rings type things. You got martial arts in it. So, you got, I think there's like 6 clans you can choose from, and you got like a specific weapon that they... mastering. So the clan I'm at the moment is Shaolin, and they master using the the pole arm weapon, which is like a big ass long stick. And you basically do quests, go around using martial arts, and I have to say the martial arts animation in this is pretty top notch, in a way that I even think that maybe they used motion capture. But some of the moves that you see them do is like, either they are really kick-ass martial artists for motion capture, or they just know how to draw the animations really well. But it follows, the Chinese culture of martial arts. You got the Wu-Tang, Shaolin, you got some League of Beggars, they're like the good guys, and then for like the bad guys, you got the Sacred Flower, and then Heavenly Demon, and Brotherhood of Thieves. They sound fancy and all that, but they're basically all the same anyway. But for those who want to play an online MMORPG for free, go right ahead, go to the website.
Free is good,
and I guess I'll try to link it into the website of the show at the moment, which I want to mention, because it's also talking about Nine Dragons. It's the main website, which we have a link on our own website in a minute, is that the open beta is free, but what's, I guess, fantastic about it is that the game will be free when it's fully released as well.
That's
so
good.
There's no money involved at the moment. Well, there is, but I'll talk about it. The way is that this game is being made by Acclaim, which, for those who might remember, they made the NBA Jam series a few years ago, so big difference of what they're making now. But they plan to, make profits or you make money from it by having advertisements in it. So, companies, whatever, will have advertisements. Probably not, product placements, like you don't see some martial art guys walking into, Burger King to grab a snack. It's probably just advertising during the loading screens, or, during the menu or something like that. Nothing full on as what we've seen in other games. I don't think it's going to pick up some kind of, the sword of McDonald's, something like that. I don't think he's going to find something like that in the game. But, they're going to have advertisement in it. And also, there will be a paid version, a premium version of it if you want. And the thing is that with this premium version, it will get rid of the ads, which you think they're annoying. But you also get optional new content. So, if you want something a bit more full on, I just won't say full on, but, something different than what everybody else is getting, you might have a new place to go, new weapons, new things like that, you can for a price. But the things that you should know is that you can play the full game and apparently also finish it without having to pay a single cent for it. So all you have to do is just download the client file for it, register on their website for free, it's all free, and make your character in the game and go ahead and have fun.
Well, that's awesome.
I know, and I mentioned this as website of the show because it's very rare for you to come across a online RPG made by a well-known company like Acclaim, and it is going to be free. Most online RPGs, they do incur a monthly fee, such as WoW. Not Vista, WoW, but it was WoW for World of Warcraft and also EverQuest, where you gotta pay, you know, how many dollars a month or whatever it is. But with this one, at the moment it's free because it's open beta, so, you know, they're testing out the bugs, and there are quite a few bugs at the moment. But they also plan to keep it free when it's fully done, and we're not sure when it gets fully finished. But for those who maybe want to try an online game for free, or those who are interested in the Chinese culture of martial arts, you know, martial arts hasn't been actually put into many games online, so take a look at it. And I'm sure if you like it, you'll be playing it for a while, which I have been with a few friends.
Sounds good.
It sounds great. And I guess that's enough of listening to my voice. Anything you want to add, Lee?
No, I'm good.
You're good. And I think we'll probably wrap it up there. This has been a new format for Video Gaming is Good, probably because we couldn't find any new articles, so I thought we'd just talk about what's been going on in our lives with regards to gaming. We'll probably polish it up a bit more for the next episode and get it more organized, but I don't know, as you know, we just wing it, so whatever we say, you know, just take a pinch of salt and have fun listening to us and have a laugh at our fortunes or misfortunes through whatever we're talking about.
Yes, sounds good.
Sounds good. I'm sure people are going to, you know, email us, or not email us because we don't read emails, but they're probably going to put comments or saying, get that Lee character to talk more. You know, he hardly says anything. You know, Ammo talks so much. Tell him to shut up. Come on, Lee. You gotta give the people what they want. You gotta say something, you know.
Okay.
Oh, I put him on the spot. I probably made him blush, and he's all gone quiet and shy now.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I was supposed to say.
I don't know. Nah, we'll forget about it, I guess.
That was my dog shaking just then. There you go. That noise was my dog shaking just then.
Man, even your dog knows how to get in on action. Oh, man. So, we'll probably get a guest host for the next episode or something like that. He can tell us what he's been playing. You know, he's probably playing, I've been playing Sniff That Smell and Lick My Balls. I don't know, but...
No, we cut them off.
Oh, okay. And on that note, on that sad and painful note, I think we'll end it right there. So, this has been episode 15 of Video Gaming is Good. You can find us at videogamingisgood.podomatic.com. If you got any comments, I'm sure we'll hear from the awesome Excalibur in the near future. Get well soon, Chris Judd 3. We hope you get rid of whatever illness you have, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah, that's an order there. It's not a suggestion, it's an order. Get well.
I don't think because of that he will get well soon too. So I think that's about it. Well, okay, so this has been Darren, a.k.a. Ammo, and...
I'm Lee, a.k.a. Sklozza.
Yes, the very quiet Sklozza, which we got to get in and talk a bit more, I guess, next time, so don't be too shy. And thanks for joining us. We hope to see you next time.
Right, bye.